Welcome to the Simply Authentic Podcast, where we hope to inspire you to dream bigger, empower you to take charge of your own life, and challenge you to be your most authentic self. Authentic Podcast. I'm Tanya Murfin.
And I'm Angie Mullings. And today we're talking about beer.
Beer, now, Angie.
Beer.
We both enjoy a good glass of beer.
Yes,
right?
We do. Yes, we do. But you and I learned a whole lot about the brewery industry, if you will. What started out as you and I were collaborating, talking about what we wanted to do in October. Mm-hmm. And one thing that happens in October is Oktoberfest. So right.
And everybody loves fall and getting out and exploring different breweries and different fall fests.
Yeah.
So we were thinking, oh, let's go visit a few of our local breweries here, talk to the owners, and just get their perspective on all things brewery.
Right. So it was just going to be fun and lighthearted. It's still going to be fun and lighthearted.
Yes.
But the amount of things that Tanya and I learned and the things about community and camaraderie and collective thought. Yeah. It was just, we're going to have a lot to talk about beyond the beer.
Yeah, we are. And we're going to kind of go through each of the ones we visited. We visited four different ones. And if you've never been to any of those that we mentioned, then maybe you'll go visit. That's what we're hopeful for.
Yeah.
But also that it will inspire you to get out and learn something about each of the different ones. Because we all get in habits of going to eat at the same restaurants and going to maybe drink at, you know, the same watering hole or have beer at our favorite brewery. And there's so many good ones.
So many.
So many. And their owners, I can't wait to get into this.
Yeah.
Because we feel like we made some friends, and meanwhile, we learned so much about them.
Yeah.
So, let's get started.
Okay.
So we went to Wire Road Brewery first, which is in Battlefield. And the owners that we met with were Carrie and Deanna. Now, there are two other owners, and they didn't meet with us that day.
Right.
But what's funny is Angie and I had just gotten sat down with them, and the owners of one of the couples of the owners of 4x4 come to the table. We've done an interview with them before, and they come to the table and they're laughing and, you know, saying, hey, when we're done here, you know, we'll meet you outside. And it was just an instant reminder of what we had learned from 4x4 that it takes a village really to get one of these up and going. And your best collaborators are people who already have a brewery up and running.
Right. Yeah. And the fact that they all visit each other's establishments to both support them and learn from them.
Yes.
Again, after our interview, they were going to talk some shop, if you will, Carrie and the owner of 4x4, Derek.
Yes.
Yeah, Derek. And, you know, just pick each other's brains, find out what each of them is doing maybe differently or and we heard that was a common refrain, right, from everyone that we talked to at all the different breweries, how important that community is to each of them. So one thing that, you know, I think everybody that stands out, I will say that there's a little bit of uniqueness about each of them.
Sure, yes.
So I enjoyed all of them for different reasons.
Yes.
And I think a lot of people love Wire Road because it's something to do on the west side of town, southwest corner, which there's not a ton of options over there when it comes to breweries or, you know,
really, restaurants.
Yeah. Yes. So that is the option. But most everybody will say they have the best outdoor space. Mm-hmm. They just really have a very inviting patio and some, you know, a covered patio, but then they've got tons of lawn seating as well. Mm-hmm. And we learned that they just expanded to the east, right?
Behind,
to the east. And so that was among the things that they are looking for in the future. So that's really, I think, what everybody knows them for.
Yes. And I wanted to say they were voted the second place for best patio in 417 magazine and 417 Land. So they do have a great patio and mm-hmm. great outdoor space. And you mm-hmm. can bring your pets outside. Obviously, you can bring your children. There's some yard games. They always have food trucks. Mm-hmm. So every day they have food trucks.
Yeah.
And they have two spaces for them. They have a third space, actually, but I think you're always going to see one or two for sure.
Right, right.
A couple of things that I thought were interesting. They were former teachers mm-hmm. yeah. and had a love of beer mm-hmm. and started brewing beer just as a hobby. And then he was one of the original starters of the club.
The Collective.
The Collective, mm-hmm. which is a club of beer lovers, if you will.
Brewery owners, for the most part. Yeah, people who run breweries or do brewing. And it is, yes, called the Craft Beer Collective.
Yeah, and there's a mug club. So by the time they had opened, they had already acquired 200 members-ish in that club. Mm-hmm. They named it Wire Road because there is a history to the old Wire Road name that ran from St. Louis to Rogers, Arkansas. And it was originally a trail for the Osage to hunt and mm-hmm. and do what was done back in those days. In the 1800s is when this was established. And right. then it became kind of a telegram road mm-hmm. used for telegrams, telegraphs, things like
Pony
that.
Express.
Mm-hmm. Correct. And mm-hmm. so it has some historical value there, which I think is kind of cool
yes.
in itself.
Yeah.
So they bought the space in 2020. Mm-hmm. And guess what happened in 2020? COVID. Mm-hmm. And then they finally ended up opening in 22. So COVID stymied their opening.
Right.
But what they said about that was it was a blessing in disguise because it made them slow down and mm-hmm. rethink a few of their choices that they had already had a plan for, if you will. And I think having a bigger and a more dominating outdoor space, mm-hmm. COVID probably brought that to light as well
right.
because they mentioned that you know, when we finally all got to get back together, we had to stay so far apart. Their indoor establishment is not very large, really.
Yeah, right.
It's more about the outdoor mm-hmm. space there. Mm-hmm. So that is a reminder that we've heard from business owners of all kinds that the things that COVID caused, mm-hmm. and it wasn't all bad.
No. No, I think each of them learned something, and we'll talk about that as we go through. Each of them learned something or made adjustments when 2020 hit.
Exactly. Yes, yeah. they did. So as you mentioned, they were going to expand, mm-hmm. and this is new. The opening of the expanded beer garden is what they called
yes.
it, and they have new parking to go along with that as mm-hmm. well. Mm-hmm. So there's more parking. So if you've ever been there on a weekend or an evening that they have an event going on, it's been really packed. They've expanded that parking. Mm-hmm. So, and they have 19 beers and a cold brew coffee.
Yeah.
And they also serve slushies and a few different varieties of different drinks so that they can appeal to more people because not everybody's a beer drinker.
Mm-hmm. Right. So. Right. They also are adding, and there was a building on this spot that they mm-hmm. bought to the east, and it's going to become an Airbnb.
Yeah.
And it's probably open now. It wasn't open at the time that we were talking to them,
right.
but it probably is now. You know, Tanya, my biggest takeaways from them was, yes, they slowed down in 2020. They invested big and continue to invest in their business. Now, every mm-hmm. one of these are entrepreneurs, right? Mm-hmm. Every one of these establishments is an entrepreneur. When we ask them why they did it or what keeps them coming back or you know, what's the best thing about it, I loved his answer because he said it's about the people. Mm-hmm. They have regulars that come in all the time, bring their families in, and that was a great answer to me that they truly appreciate their customers and mm-hmm. that's what keeps them going. That's why they open the doors every day.
Yeah. And I want to add to that something that stood out to me in them talking about, you know, the trials and tribulations was that they visited with 5 banks mm-hmm. to begin with.
Right.
And there was one in the end that took a shot on them. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, that's probably pretty normal for a startup business. We've heard that right. before with Vanessa right. Howe and her cryo.
The things that are new, because yes. because breweries have, if you've ever visited, particularly the West Coast, you go to Colorado, you go to Oregon, Washington, California, they've all had microbrews and craft beer for a lot longer than we have.
Yeah.
So anytime it's a new industry, if you will, I think there's, you know, they recognize that the banks aren't really open to that sometimes, that they really are a little more conservative, and they have to really get to know you to take a chance on you. And yeah, one out of five, thank goodness, you know, took a chance on them, and surely they see the benefit of that now.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
Looking back, but yeah, that was a that was an interesting point for them to make.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
So next we went to Holdfast Brewing.
Mm-hmm.
And Carol is the owner of that.
Carol
and she
and
owns
her
it
sister.
With her sister.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it's a family business. Mm-hmm. And she was just a joy to sit down with because she's got a really good sense of humor.
Yes.
And there probably wasn't anything we could have asked her that she wouldn't have given us just a true-to-life answer to. So like that about her immediately. And she called Holdfast a midlife crisis.
Yes.
Like what made her do this and come into this industry to begin with, and she called it a midlife crisis. So that was very honest.
Right, right. And they have such a, if you haven't been down there, they have such a unique space. And she talked about how the space was so important to them. Mm-hmm. And I think almost all of them said to some degree location was important to them, but they wanted specific things. They wanted a place you could have overhead doors. They wanted a space where you could have some patio seating. She had a specific list because she worked in Oklahoma at some breweries before they actually opened here.
Right.
And she went to the, what's it called? The American Brewers Guild and got a diploma, if you will, a certificate from them. Because she wanted some formalized training in before they opened.
Right.
So they were specific about location. They looked all over and finally found a space. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, her sister Susan, which is her partner, worked for the city at that time. So there were some hurdles to get over with regard to where this is located and the fact that the city owned the property because it is an old firehouse.
Mm-hmm.
And
so cool.
So
the
cool.
So cool.
It really is. Yeah.
So she was very pleased with that purchase, and they had to, once again, talking about financing and small businesses, they had to be creative because there was a bit of a interference with the sister working for the city at that point. So they have had a good plan for that they will work through. And the firehouse is so cool. It's such a cool feeling to be in there. And they honor in a little corner of it some of the firemen who have worked there have brought items back from like their fireman's jacket and a hat and different paraphernalia from the firehouse.
Yeah.
That is really cool to kind of see their shrine there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were lucky enough to be able to go on a tour of the firehouse.
Right.
And it's, did you say it was a 5,000 to 6,000 square foot building?
Mm-hmm.
So what you see in the brewery is big, and then they have their outdoor space. But behind the scenes is a great opportunity for them in the future.
For future expansion,
perhaps.
Because, they've got that. I think it's 10,000 square feet. So you got five on the main level and then five upstairs that were the living quarters of the firemen when that was a working station.
Right.
And so they've got lots of potential for growth and opportunities to do special events and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just a really cool experience to get to go, go up there.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that stood out to me with Carol was she took so much pride in the actual brewing process. So she went to the brewing school to learn how to do it correct.
Right.
And that way, there was no question in the correct way to do it.
And the quality. Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But the quality, very important to her. And the art of brewing beer, we learned from all four of these owners that there's an art form to it, and they don't take it lightly. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the things that impressed me the most about all of these interviews, is the pride that they all put into the craft of it, and right. and figuring out what their brews are going to be, experimenting on new ones, because mm-hmm. like Carol said, if we get a beer that people are asking for and we can only make so much at one time, we know that we've got to plan ahead for that in the future and what we need to have on hand. And she had said that they were out of something and they had to borrow something from another brewery.
Right.
To be able to brew whatever, you know, mix they were brewing that day. But,
right.
But it's the actual art form of it and how specific it has to be. And then in creating new versions,
right.
how much thought goes into mm-hmm. that, and tasting and making sure that it's right and that it will sell. And, mm-hmm. you know, because we all have different tastes.
Right.
You like a different kind of beer than I like.
Sure. And perhaps we should say in the middle of this that if you haven't tried craft beer, you might be thinking to yourself, well, but a beer is a beer is a beer.
Yeah.
But it's not. So if you have never ventured out to try, those of us who truly enjoy drinking a beer, it's not about, if I go out somewhere, and this happened to us recently, as a matter of fact, we were in Branson during mm-hmm. the conference, and mm-hmm. our poor little server asked me if I wanted like a Bud Light or a Michelob or something, and I
can just see your face drop when he was like,
yeah.
we don't have that IPA, but how about a Miller Lite?
Yeah.
And you were like,
it's not the same. It's not the same. I don't drink a beer just to drink it. If I'm drinking a beer, it's for enjoyment. It's like wine connoisseurs, right? Sure. There are beer connoisseurs, and you have to understand that while all of these breweries offer something different because they recognize that they can't just cater to the people who do truly mm-hmm. enjoy a special beer. Mm-hmm. They have to appeal to the masses in order to truly make sure. money and be profitable.
Yeah.
But in the end, for most of them, it's about the beer and about the process and the craft of brewing beer. So if you can think about it this way, you know, most entrepreneurs have a business mindset, right? Mm-hmm. But if you're fortunate enough and you have both sides of your brain that are very active and you have this creative side, mm-hmm. this is kind of a perfect win for you if you are that kind of brain, because it gives you the ability to be creative and you have to have a business sense.
Mm-hmm.
So it really is a craft.
It is, yes. Yeah. So make sure you go visit all four of these breweries.
That's right. And others.
Soon. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So moving on to before and after. So this is a newer one.
Mm-hmm.
So there's probably a lot of people that'll be listening that have heard of Wire Road and Holdfast, but maybe not before and after. So mm-hmm. we want to tell you about them, where mm-hmm. they're located.
Mm-hmm.
They're over in Southern Hills Shopping Center. And we were there 2 hours, Angie.
Yeah, I know.
The sun was going down. And these guys gave us 2 hours of their precious time to just really give us a huge education on restauranting mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. there are a couple of them that own multiple businesses here in town. And so their background is more in restauranting and the craft of mm-hmm. that and what mm-hmm. they know about food and mm-hmm. drinks and bartending and people.
Yes.
And so it was a little bit of a different perspective,
mm-hmm.
but we had so much fun with them, and they taught us so much.
Absolutely. Yeah, big shout out to David and Doug and Brent, the three owners. And yeah, what I would say about that, the time we spent there, is talk about passion. They mm-hmm. have a passion for what they are doing. So intentional about everything. They didn't mm-hmm. call it before and after brewery. Mm-hmm. They called it before and after brewing mm-hmm. because they didn't want to limit themselves and have people think of them as just a brewery.
Exactly.
They serve food there. They're one of the only ones that have food in-house. Mm-hmm. You know, some of these others, Whole Foods, we didn't mention, they also have food trucks. They have a place for a food truck to come, and so there's always a food truck there, and that's been a great partnership with them. But if you go to before and after, it is a restaurant. Mm-hmm. It is a brewery. It is all the things, and they take such pride, as you mentioned, in their product and their product being not just the beer, but their product being the experience. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, and because I live over there, I have witnessed that since they went in, so they, I don't know if I have the dates exactly, but they've been open 15 months. So when they went in, the Southern Hills Shopping Center was getting a whole remodel, whole mm-hmm. facelift. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't happen overnight. That takes a long time. Yes. And unfortunately, it took longer than what was projected when they first agreed to rent that space. And they didn't have parking until the week before we were there.
Right.
So,
and you can imagine, I mean, just think about being inconvenienced as a customer. Mm-hmm. You want to go to a new restaurant, you want to visit a new place that has beer, wine, mm-hmm. coffee, and you can't, there's nowhere to park. You can, and you can't even see where you get in. Yeah. And we've all driven by Southern Hills Shopping Center in the last year. Mm-hmm. And through various stages, you know, it literally looked like you couldn't get into businesses.
Right.
And they suffered from that.
Yeah.
So they are just now coming out of it. We parked right in front of it when we pulled up.
Yeah.
And they are overjoyed with now maybe being able to get back into business and producing the beer they want to produce mm-hmm. and selling the beer and the coffee. So that's another difference is they want to be a coffee shop as well. And these men took such pride in explaining not only how they figure out what beers are going to brew, but also how they're making the best coffee in Springfield. Mm-hmm. So whatever you're ordering, they have perfected it mm-hmm. because they're restaurateurs mm-hmm. and they've worked in all kinds of places here and other places as well. They know what they want their product to be.
Right.
And one of the other biggest differences is there is a full bar in this place. Mm-hmm. So many of the breweries that you go in, it truly is beer, canned wine, mm-hmm. might have canned spritzers, might have slushies.
Right.
Most of these breweries we've been to have a variety of drinks, but they don't have cocktails. Mm-hmm. And these men took great detail to explain making the perfect cocktail to us. Yeah. So they want to be known for not only brewing beer, but brewing coffee and being a coffee shop mm-hmm. open in the mornings so that you can go drink your coffee, work on your computer, mm-hmm. meet your group there that you're maybe planning with at work or mm-hmm. what have you. And so it is a completely different vibe in there with the food, the bar, the coffee, and the beer.
Right. Exactly. It is totally different. And it's more of a neighborhood pub mm-hmm. feel, yes. I think, is what they're kind of going for. Mm-hmm. That's the closest thing I can think to compare it to, which they are the only one we talk to that is in a strip center, in a shopping mm-hmm. center. So that makes them a little bit different too. But they want to be open. Right now they're limited hours because if you go in there, you will see the owners behind the bar. Mm-hmm. It is not, they're
all working it.
They haven't hired anyone yet. Again, kind of pushed back because of the construction delay and what was going on outside of their four walls. And so, you'll meet them if you go in mm-hmm. and you will understand what we're saying about just the passion is palatable. You mm-hmm. can tell when you just talk to them that they know their business mm-hmm. and they are passionate about what they want to do and moving forward for the future. Yes, opening at 7 a.m. or 6:30, whatever that looks like, being open for lunch. Right now they have a limited menu, but they, you know, will probably expand that. Mm-hmm. So just a really fun time talking to those guys.
Yeah, we really enjoyed them. And one of the other things that they have in their establishment there is local artists mm-hmm. on the walls. So they yes. feature different artists at different times and to try to help build the community feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of cool to walk around and look at different yeah. artists here in town that maybe you have or haven't heard of. And so I really like that aspect as well.
Yep.
They're very community minded.
Yep. And then we wrapped up with Great Escape. Yep. Jake at Great Escape, great guy, a little bit different story because mm-hmm. he spent 15 years learning the craft of brewing. Mm-hmm. He was a brewer for 15 years, worked out in Colorado. Mm-hmm. He and his wife own Great Escape. And they opened in 2016, and they were the first business down there mm-hmm. in Galloway. I can't remember exactly, but right there across from the Rock. If you haven't been right. down there, it's in Galloway. They were the first yeah. business inside that new facility there, that mm-hmm. new building, mm-hmm. and took a shot and a chance and opened in 2016. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
And he shared their COVID experience as well because they also do canned beer. And so we talked about that, and mm-hmm. they started that in 2020. And you know, he expressed what many of the others expressed. You were just trying to figure out how to survive. And some of these breweries canned and some of them didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So for him, that was one of the ways that they stayed in touch with customers. And he said they sold a tremendous amount of beer during COVID.
Right.
And one of the other things he mentioned that they were... He admitted that social media is hard mm-hmm. to keep up with.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I know that
right.
with the podcast. It's something you're always thinking about, but it may not be something that you're always doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so he mentioned that during COVID, they were doing online
trivia.
Trivia, yes.
Yeah, they were doing online trivia.
And the winners would be published online. And so he just said it went a little further to promote the camaraderie, the community,
mm-hmm.
and for people to be involved and kind of know that, hey, you can go pick up some good beer at Great Escape.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've pushed past all of the COVID years. And he had some exciting news to tell
yeah.
us.
Yeah. So they will be opening, and he said, hopefully by Christmas, uh-huh. they will be open in Republic in a freestanding building. They don't have plans to close the Galloway location yet, but they will be opening out there, and they will serve pizza.
Yeah.
They'll serve some food.
Yeah. They're going to have some food that they will serve, like restaurant style.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go get beer and pizza and mm-hmm. food. And mm-hmm. so he said they were working on crusts, and I made sure to drop the gluten-free line
for you. Yeah, I appreciated that. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Yeah.
Always looking out for you, Angie.
Uh-huh.
So I'm really excited about that. You could tell this is kind of the next step for them mm-hmm. to go a little bigger mm-hmm. and do something that they've been thinking about for a long time, which a lot of the other breweries aren't doing,
mm-hmm.
which is having in-house food.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
completely different beast there. He talked about it openly
mm-hmm.
and they're super excited to provide a new pizza joint brewery in Republic. So
yeah.
we will be headed out there when they
absolutely.
Open.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes.
You know, Tanya, as we think about kind of wrapping this, there's a couple of things. First of all, it was evident, again, we've talked about how there's a sense of community. Part of that lies in shopping local.
Mm-hmm.
When we think about shop local, I think we think about the retailers, the, mm-hmm. you know, true shopping
true.
Experience.
Yeah.
But we need to think about that when it comes to our local establishments. Mm-hmm. Most of these people, they're, other than Carrie and Dina, honestly, you know, they, as far as being retired from another, I guess Carol is sort of retired from another,
true.
But,
yeah.
you know, a lot of these guys are younger. They've got small kids. Mm-hmm. They're, in Jake's case at Great Escape, it's he and his wife who own this, and they have kids. And
mm-hmm.
one of the guys at Before and After has a kid, you know, have children, and mm-hmm. they're chasing kids around and being entrepreneurs and being creative and really passionate about their craft. So I think it's important that we highlight that and the importance of really, really supporting local in mm-hmm. every way.
Yeah, I agree. And what better way to support local than head out on a Friday, Saturday night and to be able to share food and maybe a beverage with your friends, mm-hmm. and to see what these places are about. And I promise you, if you visit all four of these, you're going to have a different experience at each one, and you're going to love each one for mm-hmm. different reasons.
For different reasons, right? Yeah. I loved every one of them.
Yes, agree. Yeah. So, and I think one of the things that stands out to me is there wasn't one person that spoke to us that did not talk about their obstacles and overcoming them. Mm-hmm. So I think that oftentimes we go to these different clothing shops, or we go to the local new businesses that we can go buy something at, or go shop at their shop, or go eat their food or drink their beer. And we don't, you don't see behind the scenes many right. times. Right. You're just going in for your, you know, 10 or 20 minute shopping and maybe an hour that you're having a beer there. And you have no idea the blood, sweat, and tears that's mm-hmm. went into it.
Yeah.
So I think that you and I have a deeper appreciation of brewing beer in general. Mm-hmm. You and I know entirely more than we ever have about Absolutely. Brewing beer.
Absolutely.
Which is kind of a gift,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And we met some really great people, and we can't wait to go back to each of these establishments and see these people that we can now say, hey, and call them a friend because right. we've had conversations with them. So,
yeah.
So make sure you're going out and you're enjoying the local businesses that have put so much time and effort into being in our community.
Yeah. And all of them have diversified in some way. You know, most of them have things for kids to do, outdoor right. outdoor spaces for kids to play in, or live music.
Right.
And if you go to Whole Fast, they always have all their doors open, and they used it as a drive-through during COVID. Again,
yeah.
All of these people have really shown ingenuity and resilience, and just because they have such a passion for what they're doing, mm-hmm. they figured it out.
Yeah.
They figured out a way.
Yeah. So we commend, we commend all of you. And we look forward to coming back and sharing some beer or spirits with you. We want to thank you for meeting with us mm-hmm. and taking your time out of your busy schedules. It took some time to get all of these appointments lined up with them. So
yeah.
we really appreciate you and your time.
And if you're listening to this and you have a friend that would love to know about some local establishments and wants to support local, we invite you to share this episode with them.
Yes, please do. We thank Gershman Mortgage for allowing us to record here, and we'll catch you guys next time.
See ya. Thanks for listening to the Simply Authentic Podcast. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Be sure to listen to us on your favorite podcasting app.